And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I have friends that are firefighters and I know that they use soap.
And she was screaming at me over soup.
Fuck this, I am not ever talking to a Scientologist again. These people are all insane.
I'm putting my bricks in the dumpsters, motherfuckers. Do you see me, bitches? I'm throwing my bricks. And he's just like chucking.
Hello and welcome to Talking Shit About, a monthly podcast where I, Elizabeth Wipperman, interview someone about something they love, something they hate, something they've been through, or something they just know a lot about, and hopefully by the end we've all learned something. This is our last microsode for the time being, which is a little treat in between interviews. I'm starting school this May for my master's in social work, and I'm working full-time at a job I love, so I'm just not going to have the time and energy to devote to the microsodes, so we'll just be sticking with the interviews once a month. Today we'll be talking about planning for a mental health crisis, but first, a disclaimer. I am not a mental health professional, yet, and this is not medical advice. I'm a peer support specialist with lived experience in mental health and addiction, and I'm sharing a tool that has helped me in the hopes that it may help you. Crisis planning. There are quite a few templates for crisis plans out there, but today we'll utilize RAP as a baseline. RAP stands for Wellness Recovery Action Plan and was developed by Dr. Mary Ellen Copeland, and more information and examples of RAP can be found in the show notes. The key to crisis planning is to do it before your next crisis rather than during one, because for many of us, we will have multiple, and that's totally fine and all the more reason to be prepared so you, your loved ones, and your care team know what to do, or just as importantly, what not to do. Another key component to having a good crisis plan is to write it yourself. It's acceptable to include your loved ones, therapists, and whoever else to participate, but it should be led by you as you know yourself better than anyone. Since it's your plan, you get to decide who's in it. It is recommended, however, that anyone named as a contact during a crisis is informed beforehand so they may consent. This is important because while some people may love you with all of their hearts and support you in other ways, they do not feel they have the tools to navigate someone else's mental health crisis, and that is valid and should be respected. The first step in creating a RAP-inspired crisis plan is to identify what you are like when you are well. This is so you know what wellness looks like for you, as well as those in your support team and emergency services, should they be called during a crisis. That way, if jumping up and down when you're excited is normal when you're doing well, then folks know, hey, so-and-so is just excited, this is normal behavior and isn't a sign of crisis. Or conversely, so-and-so normally jumps up and down when they're excited, but right now, even though we're in line at Disneyland, they are standing like a statue, so something may be up. The first section of your plan is also a great place to put activities that are part of your self-care. Next, you'll want to identify triggers and warning signs. These will be different for everyone, but I'll share some personal examples to help you get the gears turning. Some triggers for me are financial hardship. In other words, when my bank account is less than $100, which happens a lot more than I would like it to. Seeing or hearing something that reminds me of my ex, and being yelled at. Warning signs are clues as to when a crisis may be coming. For me, this can look like decreased hygiene, like not showering or plucking my eyebrows or shaving my mustache. Isolating, this one's tricky since I'm a bit of a hermit anyway, and irritability. This is where those self-care tools you listed come into play. If you notice yourself exhibiting some warning signs, utilize your list of activities to do things that fill your cup. Bubble baths, braiding your hair, playing video games, petting dogs, whatever. I personally recommend coming up with things for all five senses. Some examples are sight, have a list of your favorite comfort shows and movies. Sound, have playlists ready to go with your favorite jams. Touch, invest in a fidget that works for you. Spinner rings are my favorite. Taste, peppermint allegedly helps with feelings that you're going to cry. And smell, lilac, my personal favorite, and coffee. Those are obviously personal to me, but you know, whatever works for you. Since these are a microsode and they're supposed to be about 5 minutes and we're at 4:20, for the sake of time, I'm going to wrap up this microsode. I encourage you to look through the links provided in the episode description so you can start your own crisis or RAP plan. Please take care of yourself. You deserve it. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in May with a new interview.